Hello, it's Carolyn Sayer here, and I'm joined on this part of Chatterbox by Matthew Tucker. We continue our news items with the Beryl bike scheme seeing price hikes, new pub owners reveal a dream come true, neighbours want to shut down junkyard, and Bullard's events company has gone into liquidation.
The cost of using the city's popular e-bike and scooter scheme has rocketed. Journeys when bikes or scooters are not returned to a bay have now doubled from £5 to £10. Beryl, the firm which runs the scheme, has put a price hike down to rising costs. A spokesman said the firm was putting up prices to ensure they could continue to pay their staff. But regular scooter user Richard Kingwell says he will no longer be using Beryl. This pricing is going to make people stop due to the cost of living, he said. Users are not going to pay £10 to park it where they want. The whole idea was to stop cars coming into the city.
A popular restaurant in the city says it will never be able to say no to feeding those in need for free. Both Namast India in Stracey Road and Namast Village in Queens Road have a Dosa on the Wall initiative. Patrons put forward £4, which is then matched by the restaurants for a dosa, which is a pancake-like meal packed with delicious ingredients. When a meal is paid for, a sticker is put on the wall so it can be collected and redeemed by someone needing to feed themselves or their family. Business director Keten Vagisaka said that although the initiative has been running for more than 5 years, it is important now more than ever to offer support with no judgment. Since its inception, more than 7,000 free meals have been distributed, but there has been a noticeable increase in those claiming in recent months. We've always believed that no one should go to sleep without having any food. In India, food is set out on tables and you just take a plate and eat. We have a chance as a business to help people, regardless of their community, ethnicity or race. People are people at the end of the day. Meals are provided at the following locations at the below times. Namast India, 2 Stracey Road, Norwich, NR1, 1EZ. Tuesday to Sunday, 3pm to 9pm. Namast Village, 131 to 139 Queens Road, Norwich, NR1, 3pm, every day, 3pm to 9pm.
A popular Norwich pub has new owners who have revealed plans to bring it back to its former glory. Ellen Grove and Jacob Emerson, both 25 and living in Mount Pleasant, will be reopening the Steam Packet. In October 2020, former landlord Hakeem Scully decided to retire after not renewing the lease on the Crown Road site. Since then, it has been dormant until Ellen and Jacob collected the keys. Ellen, originally from Holt, said, "We've both always worked in the hospitality industry. We've moved around the UK working in different cities, but wanted to come back. The dream for us has always been to own a restaurant. We saw this place on the market and got an offer accepted in June. It turns out that now we have a pub and a restaurant. The goal is to get the pub aspect finished first and then fit up the restaurant later. Ideally, we'd like the pub to be open for Christmas."
It is a new service which will change lives, making a huge difference for people aged over 50 in North and South Norfolk and Norwich with age-related hearing loss. The charity, Here for Norfolk, has been selected as an NHS hearing and aid provider and, with generous support from Norwich Consolidated Charities, has purchased state-of-the-art hearing assessment equipment and recruited 2 experienced audiologists to deliver the service from the charity's office in the city. Here for Norfolk, Norfolk Deaf Association, is a registered charity which has been supporting people with hearing loss for more than 120 years, an organisation we can all be so proud of. It already has mobile facilities that travel the country, providing hearing support services, including the maintenance of NHS-issued hearing aids, ear otoscopy and earwax removal. Here for Norfolk, Chair and Consultant ENT Surgeon Peter Princely added, It's great to see that the Norfolk Deaf Association, which operates as Hear for Norfolk, can now test your hearing and provide you with hearing aid from the NHS for free. This complements the existing service for ear care, wax removal and hearing aid repairs. And for the first time, there is a one-stop first point of call for people with hearing problems in Norfolk. People aged 50 plus who are registered with a medical practice in the central locality of the Norfolk and Waveney Integrated Care Board, North Norfolk, Norwich and South Norfolk, can self-refer to the service or can be referred by their GP for hearing assessment and hearing aid fitting by calling Hear for Norfolk on 01603 404440 or by emailing audiology@hearfornorfolk.org.uk.
Locals living near Norwich's Junkyard Market have launched an attempt to close the site down. They say that the street food market, based at St Mary's Works, is creating noise pollution as well as antisocial issues in the surrounding area. They have written to Norwich City Council, which is currently considering whether to grant permission to allow the site between Oak Street and Duke Street to continue operating for another 3 years. However, others have argued that it is an asset to the area and want it to remain. The market first opened as a temporary pop-up site in 2020, and last year it was given approval to continue for another 12 months. That proposal split the council committee, with the chairman using his casting vote to approve the scheme. As the time limit for that permission nears an end, the company behind the market, After Dark Promotions, is once again asking councillors to decide whether it can continue operating. Ahead of the meeting, five people have written to object, with six in support. One objector called the market a constant thorn in my side every weekend. One supporter said, "The junkyard is a great social place, very friendly and nicely changing the way it runs and what it offers, which keeps it fresh."
As temperatures drop, fire chiefs have urged people to be careful if using electric heaters and blankets to keep warm this winter. With energy bills rising, Norfolk Fire and Rescue Service said more people are likely to turn to alternative methods of heating their homes. They say electric heaters and blankets can be effective ways to stay warm, but must be used correctly. They say electric heaters should carry the mark of the British Electrotechnical Approvals Board, which means it has been properly tested. They say they should be placed a metre away from people or clothing to reduce the risk of house fires and should never be used to dry clothes. Electric blankets should be unplugged before getting into bed unless they have thermostat controls for safe all-night use. It is important to check for wear and tear and to replace them at least every 10 years.
The events arm of Bullards has gone into liquidation after the firm decided to focus on growing its retail offering. This move has seen Bullards Events Limited cease trading, which the firm said was due to it no longer doing events after the pandemic. "We're not doing events anymore, so we've decided to let our events business go," said Russell Evans, founder of Bullards. "We are a luxury brand, so standing in a field promoting our gins just doesn't appeal anymore." Mr. Evans explained that instead the firm was concentrating on its more successful shops. It has a retail presence in Chantry Place and Jarrell's Department Store in Norwich, as well as in Covent Garden and Canary Wharf in London. The firm also sells its gins through its website. No staff have been made redundant through the closure of the events side of the business, Mr. Evans confirmed.